Rock and Some Rolls is a six-part radio series on limestone and limestone quarrying in Kilkenny and Carlow. It aims to show how geology shapes the landscape, buildings and art of Kilkenny and beyond.
It's lovely to take a walk through Kilkenny City, to nip into the Castle Park and meet other people walking, to see the trees and flowers, and throw a few crumbs to the ducks. Then it's out the castle gates, down the parade and onto the High Street, which has lovely lanes and slipways off it. It must be an interesting place for a tourist to take a walking tour through the city, the Marble City as it's called, with historian Pat Tynan.
The medieval building that you will see around our city are constructed with this stonework here. And this is what we call the local limestone, okay? And became a very important industry founded by the Colliers family in Kilkenny. But this is the stone. If you polish this stone, it does turn what we call the black marble stone. And Kilkenny has the name today. One of our names is the Marble City. So it actually comes from the polished limestone.
The merchant families who made up Kilkenny, I suppose, Langton, Roughton, Archer, Archdeacon Lawless, they all lived in stone houses. Okay. So they would have been constructed with the limestone. The hole in the wall, which was the home to the Archer family, which was later on the famous tavern. I mean, that's been restored now as a private enterprise, but it's a very fine example of a 16th century townhouse that was actually along the main route. Right. Churches, I mean, the Dominicans, Cistercians, the Augustinians, all based here. All of their churches were constructed with limestone. Mm-hmm. Later on, St. Mary's Cathedral, which they began constructing that around 1843. Mm-hmm. And continued on building it during the famine, but again, it was constructed with local stone. Our modern-day Catholic churches, St. John's Catholic Church, 1908. You had the famous famine workhouse over in McDonough, yeah. Again, constructed with the local stone as well. Quite a remarkable piece of history at that time in Kilkenny, because you had the great famine. Our population was 21,000 in 1841 and reduced to about 17,000 by 1851. Mm-hmm. And yet we had churches like St. Mary's, I suppose, being built during that period of history. Mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And the whole city of Kilkenny originally was paved with the limestone. Mm-hmm. And you had we have parts of it surviving today. I suppose the old cobble streets down by Smiddick's Brewery at the old entrance of Smiddick's, you have some of the original cobble streets. But if you go right around the city and look at all our main buildings around the city itself, I mean, Sheehan's house was constructed with limestone, 1582. The town hall, which Collis himself was involved with, constructed around 1761. We have the old laneways. Again, they were all paved with the limestone paving as well. Mm. You had the houses overlooking those laneways. Then the famous Langton's house was situated in the Butter Slip. And Nicholas Langton, quite famous in his own right, of course, who received the Royal Charter for Kilkenny in 1609, granting Kilkenny city status. That takes you down then to Kittler's Inn, the oldest tavern in the town, again constructed with local stone, 1324. You have, going down to Parliament Street, then you have the Roughton House, 1594, which is quite a remarkable history, again constructed with limestone. Yeah. And then you have the old city jail, the courthouse, and then you have the Black Abbey Church and St. Canice's Cathedral, yeah, which was constructed in the famous Round Tower, of course, from the 10th century.
It's interesting that a lot of the old buildings are made from limestone, but very few new buildings make use of the local stone. I catch up with one man though, Eamon Walls his name, and he built his own house from limestone in the year 2000.
When we built this house, I said I wanted stone to blend in with the natural surroundings. And I think it's a shame that so many houses that are pebble dashed and it doesn't have any longevity. Yeah. As you know, you get this stone in thousands of years, it will be still standing. We won't be around to see it, but you leave that behind you. And the beauty then, you don't have to worry about painting it. That's it. With old, it's like a bottle of wine, it gets better with time.
Piece by piece, stone by stone, Eamon's house was put together by Eamon's brother Jimmy and his father Paddy, both with quarrying backgrounds.
I was in the quarry 19 years. I was sawman to start off with. Yeah. And then the quarry were expanding and they were buying some of those large saws, 80, so they sent me over to Italy where they were being made to see how they worked, and so I was over there for a while and watching everything.
Was that in that place in Italy, that famous place, Carrara?
Near Carrara, yes. Yeah. I've been to Carrara a few times, yes. So where all the marble comes from. Even saw a motor car made out of marble, believe it or not.
Serious?
Yes. It's the exact shape, size, everything.
Any challenges along the way while you were building it, Paddy?
Not really, no, but it's slow. It's slow work. We just got four or five lorry loads of stone tipped up here, and you just route through them and find the right one for the right place and shape some of them. You have to have corners and that, you have to shape them to suit.
If you use limestone on its own, you see many houses tend to do it, and it can be very, very dull, very boring. And so what Jimmy did, you see the red through it. Actually, again, as Dad was saying earlier, on the backs of the stone, see the kind of the red through some of the limestone?
Yes.
Jimmy used to go down and handpick those out of the quarry, so to give the limestone a life. Okay. Because if you just use all grey, it becomes very boring, and so that adds the life into it. So you can see scattered through the wall, it's the red through it.
Irish Blue Limestone, which has become the trade name of limestone quarried along the Clogrennan Seam, is nowadays a bit more popular in other parts of the world than it is locally or nationwide. It's especially popular in Belgium. Brendan Costello is Operations Director at Stone Developments Quarry in Old Loughlin.
Basically, our biggest markets in the current climate are in Belgium and Holland. It's mainly in the Benelux country. We're also currently on a job in Gelsenkirchen in Germany at the moment. 2 years ago, we supplied stone into Hong Kong. We've also supplied actually stone into Moscow. We supplied stone down to Australia. We supplied stone into Canada and the US of A. And we also have a business supplying stone into the UK. So our stone is available to any market in the world, basically, because it can be shipped. But our single biggest market at the moment is in Belgium. Mm. It's the size of Munster with a population of 12 million people. And that is our single biggest market. Its sales of limestone ex the quarries in Belgium is over 100 million euros. The sales of Irish limestone ex the quarries in the boom was probably no more than 15 million. So why do the Belgians use so much limestone and the Irish use so little limestone? Now, a lot of it goes back to tradition. And there was a rule in certain areas in Wallonia where the quarries are based, which is mainly southern, French-speaking southern Belgium, that each new house built had to use 1 cubic foot of limestone. Now, a cubic foot is a foot by a foot by a foot. But to this day, Belgian people are still using blue limestone in their houses.
But our local limestone is not just used in houses in Belgium, for example. It's also used in memorials and monuments all over the world.
When you're carving letters, you start off, you chase a tiny line up the centre of the letter.
Aileen Branigan is a stone carver and sculptor based in Castlecomer. One of her most famous works of art can be found on McMahon Street, Quebec, and it's a high cross made from Kilkenny limestone.
In 2000, I made a high cross that was unveiled. It's in Quebec in Canada, and it was a famine kind of memorial thank you to the people of Quebec from James Callery. He has the Strokestown Famine Museum, and he discovered that the Quebec people were very good to the children in particular that arrived in Quebec as orphans, and the Quebec farmers adopted them and kept brothers and sisters together, even though they wanted the boys to work on the land. But he asked Irish Heritage Quebec what would they like as a gift. He was going to donate a piece of public art sculpture, and they particularly asked for a high cross with elements of Irish high crosses. So I was lucky enough to get the job of designing and carving the piece. So I was driving around Ireland measuring and taking photographs of high crosses and, you know, getting that one to balance and all the panels to work well together. So carving alone was 3 months, but it was 7 days a week and until 10 at night.
Oh my God.
I was nearly traumatised at the end of it. It was working to a really tight deadline.
And that piece was made from Kilkenny limestone?
That was Kilkenny limestone, yeah, from the Feely Stone Quarry in Pulstown.
Yeah.
So that's where it was carved as well.
You've worked at many different stones, have you?
I have, yeah, and interestingly enough, one of the last, I suppose, jobs or projects that I travelled on was I went to Cumbria to work on seats that were going to Sheffield. There was a market in Sheffield that was being moved out from the centre of town, and it had been there from 1700s. So there was a lovely project where Sheffield City Council commissioned a poet, Matt Black, to write poetry all about the market. And a letter carver, a friend over there of mine, Pip, who mentored me, to carve lettering. So obviously it was a big project and she couldn't do it all on her own, so she called in whoever she could, and I was one. And believe it or not, the stone for that came from Ireland. It's Kilkenny limestone from McKeown Stone.
No way.
Yeah, so it's just lovely, actually. If anyone's ever in Sheffield,
yeah,
check it out.
Lovely.
It's lovely.
And Kilkenny limestone is all over the place, isn't it?
Like, it just goes everywhere. It's amazing. You know, it's streets in Amsterdam, all the curbstones are what they call Holland dolls, the copper stones on the canals there. The Belgians love our stone, absolutely love it, so they are constantly getting a supply.
And the Belgian limestone is very similar, is it?
It's similar, yes. It is a similar colour. Again, it's a kind of grey-blue limestone as well. And that's how we were able to get an access into the Belgian market, because the material was similar. We always say that the quality of our material, obviously, is much better.
Transporting it, though, I'd say...
No, what's very unusual is we can actually ship here on a Friday and deliver onto a site the next Tuesday morning. And it would cost the same to ship a container of limestone from here as to deliver that up to Derry.
Well, despite all the technological progress, some things haven't changed since Collis time. In Stone Developments Old Loughlin, the management are happy that the men are busy extracting stone for an Irish project this time, the restoration of St. Mel's Cathedral in Longford.
In particular, we're working on a contract for the restoration of St. Mel's Cathedral, which is looking for very big-sized pieces of stone. And when we go back into the factory, I'll show you exactly what we're putting together. So basically, you're looking for slab sizes of 1.85 metres. The general run of slab sizes varies from 2 centimetres up to 30 centimetres. And we're looking for slab size now, 1.85 metres.
That's not hard.
It is hard, but it's a contract. It's an unusual contract, but it's a contract we've embraced. And we're over 50% of the way through it as we speak.
With Kilkenny limestone used in the Ostend seawall on Daniel O'Connell's tomb in Glasnevin Cemetery, for the John B. Keane Memorial in Kerry, on memorials and monuments, on credit unions, churches and medical centres, I asked Brendan Costello what's next for our local limestone.
As we all know, the construction business in Ireland is probably 30% of where it should be. It will never go back to the madness of the boom period. But it's to get more and more usage of our limestone. Mm. Because basically everything we take out, even though our blocks, we had 60% wastage weight in the quarry, that's not actually waste. It's recycled into chips and aggregate and for making asphalt and concrete blocks and all the rest. So we use everything we have, okay? Can we use more? Can we get our recoveries better? And can we get more of our limestone into our local market?
Rock and Some Rolls was produced by Monica Hayes with music by Jared Manning. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.